Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
Okay, when we're going to have to leave that there and bring you straight to the river for the M1 division, and I'm throwing over to Finn.
Hi, thank you very much, Tom.
Actually, I just want to start talking because the race has already started.
To listen
everyone
to your
is
message,
out of the way.
One. To re-record your message, key two. To leave your message,
key very strong, followed by the Queen's M1. First and third, no problem getting away, and LNBC are firing forward.
To re-record your message,
Queen's M1 are coming round first place corner. And Pete Howe behind them, looking a little bit sluggish, actually.
Pete's
pulling well away, and Pete Howe's looking a little bit sluggish.
Message deposited. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Pembroke have pulled away a little bit. There's a good 2 boat lengths between them. Pembroke behind them. And then a boat's length between Pembroke M1 and Girton M1. Girton looking pretty comfortable, taking a very tight line around this inside corner. They actually look to be fighting really hard. They've made up some ground on Pembroke in front of them. Behind them come Christ, looking very clean. And up behind them, just to finish the rundown, there's Clare, Trinity Hall, Robinson, St. Cat's, Magdalen, Kings, Emmanuel, and Selwyn of the Sandwich Blow. Everybody cleanly away in this first stretch. Daniel, is there anything happening at Grassy?
Yes, Jeff, I'm down here at Grassy Corner. There's not a lot going on. We've seen Keys down in Queen's first and third coming past me right now. There's a large boat gap between first and third and large Lady Margaret. Behind them, Jesus, about to come into Grassy Corner now. There's not a lot going on. It doesn't really look like there's going to be a bump, but the atmosphere down here is really exciting. As you can probably hear, it's really quiet. Jesus coming past me right now, and there's probably about 3 boat lengths between Jesus and Peter House. Peter House just coming on to me now. Steph, is there anything more going on back at first post?
There has been a bump right down by the bridge. I'm not quite sure who that is. I'm just kind of jogging down to see that now. But the last 2 boats who are moving through here, just looking at the blazes, this is Emmanuel and Selwyn. The sandwich boat Selwyn are pushing hard to try and catch up to Emmanuel by this first post corner. Emma looking pretty comfortable, taking a very tight line, but Selwyn pushing hard and also looking pretty strong, so they'll be looking to catch up on them. That leads me to believe that it was probably St. Cat's and Magdalen who bumped down the bottom, but I'm going to go down a step.
Okay, Eleanor?
Yeah, Eleanor, how are things with you?
I've got Downing catching on. I've got Jesus catching on. Lady Margaret getting closer and closer here. They're coming up to an overlap past just past Grassy Corner, going into the long reach. And then following up now, I've just got, again, just a list of people going Peterhouse, then Pembroke, then Girton, then Christ, all affected.
Eleanor.
Apart. Nobody really catching each other yet.
Eleanor, I'm here at Grassy Corner.
Yeah.
I've got Robinson catching up on Trinity Hall. Robinson are about to bump. It looks like Robinson are about to bump on Trinity Hall. Robinson are catching up with Trinity Hall very fast. It looks like it's going to be about a bump, but it's passing out of what I can see. Robinson, long way, St. Cat. Anything you can see down there, Eleanor?
Okay, no, I've just got Christ coming past me and Claire coming past me. This bump that you've just spoken about, it's still not a bump yet. It's still coming up. It's Trinity Hall and Robinson coming up together. Still not a bump. A massive overlap, though. There should be a bump any minute if they can just get their things together. They still haven't conceded.
Yeah, and I'm standing here on the top of the long reach, and I just witnessed Keys coming past me, looking imperious. They are the best college crew, and they are demonstrating that today. Absolutely fantastic. They've opened up probably about a 4-boat length lead over Downing. Downing, in fairness, though, are rowing pretty well. Very, very uniform, very well balanced. They're keeping Keys at bay very safely, so no danger for them. Queens as well, on station with first and third. However, first and third open up a huge gap on LNBC, and LNBC are in trouble from Jesus. We're about a quarter of the way down the reach, and there's overlap. Can they get them up? A couple of strokes. It's so close. The Vowels going past the Cox. Jesus, they've got to bump LNBC any stroke now. I can hear the LNBC Cox screaming for more effort from the,
okay,
LNBC 8. Back to you,
Eleanor. Yep, I've got Emma coming past me, closely followed by Selwyn. And Selwyn have got a massive overlap here. You can hear the whistles going. They're about, oh my goodness, they're just about to bump. It's going to happen like any second. Yep, I think there's a bump. Yep, Cox has conceded. So right at the back of the line, Selwyn have just bumped Emma. And they're pulling over. And that like brings up the end of the queue, I think. And that's a like one bump at the bottom.
Eleanor, I can confirm. Jesus has just bumped LNBC. Jesus just bumped LNBC. Halfway down the reach. That's the third time LNBC have been bumped this week. Not a good week for the M1.
Yes.
Finn, down to you.
Okay, thank you very much, Andy. I can see Keys coming up close to me, and I can say that they are leading very, very much in the head. They've got six lengths ahead of Downing M1. Downing M1 closely followed, very closely followed by Queen's M1, and then following that, we have first and third M1, and may I say they are very majestic in their strides.
Yeah, and going down the long reach, Gerson are so, so close to Pembroke M1. It's a quarter of a length. Pembroke are gaining on Peterhouse. That's 3/4 of a length. But surely Gerton are going to catch them just before they hit Peterhouse. It's Gerton about to hit Pembroke. They're 3/4 of the way down the long reach. We will see how that one goes. But I think there is going to be a bump there. Finn, back to you.
Thank you very much, Andy. There are more people coming up closely behind me. It is Lady Margaret M1. They're just passing, as are Jesus M1 and Peterhouse M1. A bit of a distance between each teams, but there is going to be a close one to call between Gerton and Pembroke M1. They are looking as if there could be a bump any second now. So I will keep you updated on that. Back to you, Andy.
Yeah, another one to look out for, Finn, is Robinson and Trinity Hall. As they go halfway down the long reach, it's down to half a length. And behind Robinson, St. Cats are gaining on them. That's 3/4 of a length. So a very interesting between those three boats. We're down about 3/4 of the way down the long reach. There are no bumps behind St. Cats, which tells me Kings have bumped Moreland. And as already confirmed, someone have bumped Emma. But it's these three boats tussling it out for position, which we will see who gets a bump first. So again, that's Trinity Hall and Robinson. Finn, back to you.
Thank you very much, Andy. Yes, I can see Trinity Hall and Robinson in the distance. I can give you the update on Pembroke. They have held strong and have not been caught by Gerton. And may I say, they are conforming very well to Da Vinci, the Vitruvian man. You can see quite clearly that their arms and legs could fit into a square and a circle. Is that a euphemism? Why would it be? Back to the race. I can see coming up very closely Clare College, Christ and Trinity Hall. It's going to be very close to call. No one has been bumped as yet. The cox is blowing the whistles left, right and centre. But at the moment, they're holding strong. This is Christ passing me now, Clare passing me now, Trinity Hall passing me. They're all holding their distance. What? Trinity Hall is leading, just very closely followed by half a length by Robinson. Back to you, Andy.
Yeah, it's all so exciting. This is the L1 division, some of the top college crews in Cambridge. And it's so, so tense. All the boats have gone past me. I'm literally just witnessing
Andy.
LMBC and Jesus pushing off, rowing back home. Jesus absolutely delighted with their bump on LMBC. Finn, back to you. Any bumps?
Yes, St. Cats, by the look of it, have just bumped Robinson. They've paused in the race. I think the cox has conceded. Yes, they have. I can confirm St. Cats has moved up one place, bumping Robinson. It was very close. There was a distance of, from the railway bridge where I'm standing to the finish line, there was a distance of about half a length. It was really tense. My heart was beating, my face was swelling, everything was going wrong in my body, but I was making sure that I'm reporting for Cam FM. St. Cat's College bumping Robinson.
Fantastic, Finn. Thank you very much. I will give the provisional rundown what we think has happened. So then at the top, the first four boats holding strong. Keys and Downing both rowing over for the third consecutive day. Queens rowed over as well ahead of first and third. However, LMBC bumped by Jesus. Jesus were ecstatic with that. We then have plenty of rowovers. It was very tight, but they all rowed over. Peterhouse won. Pembroke, Gerton, Christ, Clare and Trinity Hall. Robinson, they were bumped by St. Cats, as finishers reported. Moreland were bumped by Kings. And then Emma, they were bumped by the sandwich boat, which is Selwyn. So that is the men's first division. Some fantastic racing, fantastic bumps. It's been another fantastic day of bumps here on Cam FM. And that is the end of the M1 division. We will have the confirmed results for you very shortly. However, I can tell you they should be as we reported. Fingers crossed. Back to you guys in the studio.
Thanks, Andy. What a wonderful day. Has it been a good day down on the river?
It's been a great day, yeah. There's not not been too many people down here this morning. However, it's certainly picked up this afternoon. There are quite a few people around the grassy area at the moment.
That's great news. Well, thanks for that, Andy, and everyone who's been commentating for Cam FM all through the day. As Andy says, we'll bring you those results in a few moments' time. But as it stands then, again, Keys holding on to their challenge for the head of the river. Doesn't look like anyone can get anywhere near them this week. They'll try and cement that position tomorrow afternoon in the final day of bumps. But so far, so good for the Keys men.
This year's Lent Bumps on Cam FM. Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.